Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
All right, we're in the 9 o'clock hour. We're in the safe harbor, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get weird this hour, I think. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're powered by Verizon. And along with Boston, we are broadcasting up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, where JoJo's from, also Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, like our interview with Sean McAdam, like our discussion with Johnny in Brooklyn about what to do about his neighbors taking up two parking spaces, or rocking out to JoJo, or whatever it was that we did tonight, you can always go back and listen to the podcast to the Christian Arcan Show on Apple, Spotify, and wherever it is you get your podcasts. All right, we're a little late here. It's 9:03. It's time for the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, let's have some fun here during the 9 o'clock hour. And I want to start it here. I don't know if you saw the Celtics schedule get released, but they didn't do it the traditional way. They did it with a video, which apparently is the hype now in all of sports, is creating a creative video to announce the team's schedule. So what the Celtics did, and I had to have Terp help me with this one when I got in earlier today, was they went to a sandwich shop.
The Corner 3 Deli, right? That's like a skit. Isn't it those guys do like a recurring skit from the
like
guys at the
like
deli?
Yeah, like townie guys whatever. And basically one guy was, if you haven't seen it, it's essentially...
It's like 3 minutes long. It's like
Minutes long, and it sees one guy being like, hey, naming teams. Like, hey, how about the Lakers? And this guy saying, oh, this is the type of sandwich that they would have. And for some reason, there's a Mark Wahlberg cameo. Kind of misplay. I ultimately thought it was a really bad video when you're talking about creative or schedule release, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the video. What do you think about the video, and what do you think about just this apparently new craze and new fad of teams and franchises putting out videos to release their schedule?
It started, well, it didn't start with the NFL. I don't know if it did, but I know that's when I first noticed teams doing it. And it started off like pretty innocently, I guess. You know, some social media guy doing some man on the street stuff. The first one I remember was, and I forget what team it was even for, but they went out on the street with the logos of all the teams that they're.
I know which one you're talking about, the Titans.
It was the Titans.
They went
okay.
They went on Broadway and they just asked people who aren't sports fans to be like, hey, here's our logo.
What is
here's
this?
The logo. Who is it?
Who is it? And they would guess based on the picture what it was. And some of them were really funny. Like, and then whatever they answered, it'd be like, the Cincinnati Falcons, and then they'd show like, you know, they'd make like a fake helmet and say the Cincinnati Falcons, but then they'd show you what it actually was, and then they put the name that they guessed up there, and it was just funny. It was funny. It was well executed. They had like a stinger of the NFL on Fox thing. It was just, it was good. It was well produced. Well, that was really popular. That one became really popular, and then all the teams decided to start doing them professionally and hiring like real, you know, Hollywood people to come in and shoot these things, and this one is not quite that, although Mark Wahlberg is in it, and it does seem as though it was, you know, pretty elaborately produced. And, yeah, they got Golden State as peanut butter and jelly or something. I don't know. They got all these different sandwiches for each team. The Lakers are, I don't know. I forget what it was.
The Thunder are like a grilled cheese with spice on it or hot sauce.
One of them was like a goat cheese sandwich with arugula or something. It was probably the Lakers. I don't know. At any rate, you got the point after like the first couple sandwiches, and then it just keeps going and going. You're like, all right, guys, come on. But yeah, I mean, listen, you know, these things are pretty hit or miss. I didn't particularly like this one, but you know, good for these guys. I support content creators getting their stuff out there, and I know these guys have been at it for a while, so good for them for getting the Celtics job. It's just they kind of put them in a tough spot. Hey, can you guys make sandwiches about each basketball team? Like, okay, I guess. Really what should have happened is everyone should have ripped off that Titans thing, and then they should have just stopped doing it. You let it go too long, and you start getting too involved and trying to make it into too big of a thing, and suddenly it's not cool, it's not funny anymore. And that's sort of the point, you know? Like, once you start trying too hard to capture that lightning in the bottle, and trying to get your own viral funny thing. You know what I mean? It's just that's then you know that it's the brand, the corporation's getting involved. It's not quite as funny anymore. It's just not the same.
You know what it is? I think it's these franchises or whoever it is that's developing and creating these ideas. They're oversimplifying it. Like, they're looking at celebrity cameos and super fans or whoever. Like, the Titans went viral because it was a simple idea.
Right.
If you just go with simple ideas, then it's good.
Yeah, and I don't know what all the other teams in the league have been doing for their schedule releases. I have no idea. I'm sure they all have their own ideas and a whole team of people testing different things and how it's going to work and all that. The Titans one was just funny. It was well executed. It was well produced. It was simple, and that was that. You're right. It's getting too involved now.
Hadouken! I want to go to a little viral clip that went around. Did you happen to see Michael Penix Jr.'s press conference
yes,
today?
I sure did.
And unfortunately, we don't have anyone on Twitch. But essentially what it was Michael Penix Jr. had a graphic up during one of his quotes from his press conference from a local news station. And I'll just say that the X in his last name was changed to an S, which was a really bad spelling error for whoever was behind that graphic.
I think it was probably like an autocorrect situation, if I had to guess. Because if you type Penix into your iPhone, it's going to correct it to penis. It's just that's what's going to happen. You know, like Penix isn't a word. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how this was done. And I'm not going to jump the gun here and say for sure that I know it was an autocorrect and not human error. It absolutely could have been. And even if it was autocorrect, it was human error not to notice it before it went off onto the screen. Okay, so either way, some human screwed up here. But I'm willing to give him at least slightly bit benefit of the doubt. Like when you're trying to swear and it says ducking, you know, like that type of thing. Like it can totally ruin what you're trying to say. It can completely mar up the message. I just can't believe this hasn't happened before, you know, with Penix. Because, I mean, it's right there. It's right there. It's so close. He's so close to being Michael Penix. It's, like, not even funny. But, you know, this is the first time. It was pretty funny. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing that. I'm very simple. I have a very juvenile sense of humor. And when I see a guy talking and underneath is him talking, it says Michael Penix. It's just funny. That's just objectively funny.
Wow, your sense of humor, I never would have guessed it with the Dong report.
It's true.
Never would have guessed it at all. Your talk about Denzel Washington kind of gave me an idea. I want to go to the Arcan movie corner.
Okay.
I want to pick your brain about what you've been watching recently on the big screen, maybe even the small screen. What's the TV series that's got you captivated? So I want to zoom into Arcan's movie corner. Tell me about the latest movies, television shows. What in the world of entertainment is going through Christian Arcan's mind?
Okay, so I've been struggling with this lately. I've been struggling trying to find like a new show. I've been told that there's certain shows that I should start watching, and sometimes I get good recommendations, but sometimes I really don't. I could not get into Ted Lasso. I could not get into Severance. You know, these are shows that people told me you gotta watch these shows. They're so good. They're just so great, you know, and I just could not get into them. Those both happen to be Apple TV shows. Maybe it's an Apple TV thing. I don't know. But I've been having a hard time lately. So I started going back to the bread and butter, which is crime documentaries, you know, like murder documentaries, that type of thing. And I started watching this one about these, like, the Aryan Brotherhood in Texas, and the feds came and attacked them and how they caught them and what they did. And I, for some reason, couldn't make it through that. I wanted them to catch them, but it was too much. It was too much meth. It was too much white power. I was just like, I can't with this. You know, let's get to the end already. Let's just arrest these guys. Why do I have to watch 3 hours of this? And then there was the ones, it was a terrible case about these girls working at like a TCBY or something down in Texas. And it was this murder that went unsolved. And it was just going on and on and on, interviewing all the people and all the different theories. And I don't know, maybe it's the Karen Reed effect, but I just couldn't. I was like, I can't with this. It's too much of this, too much crime. I'm consuming too much crime lately. I got to take a break with the crime. So now I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. Movies, there's movies I want to see. I want to see Weapons. I want to see Sinners. I want to see both of those movies, but I never watch movies anymore.
You can include trailers. Are there any trailers that have recently come out that you're very excited about?
Oh, actually, there is one, but we're going to talk about it in clickbait, so I'll save that for later. I will say this. I don't play a lot of video games, but I recently purchased a video game for the first time in a long time. You may know these video games, the Mafia games. You know the Mafia games, Joe? There was Mafia 1, Mafia 2, and Mafia 3. This is the new one. It's Mafia the Old Country. And the first three, like, one, you're a gangster in the 20s. The second one, you're in, like, the 50s or the 60s. The third one's in the 70s, like, in New Orleans. And this one is back in Sicily, like, at the turn of the century. And you're out there with the banditos, and you're riding horses down the countryside. And, you know, I haven't made it very far yet, but... That's, you know, I get done at work. I go down, everybody's asleep. I'll play a little Mafia of the Old Country. But that's about it. My life is pretty not exciting right now, you know. And I don't have a lot of, like, downtime to be watching shows and movies by myself. Or even, you know, I get home at weird hours. So it's hard to, you know, do family stuff like that. But if anybody has any recommendations, you got any recommendations for me, Joe? Anything you think I'd like to talk about?
I think if there's a family, I don't know if Georgie's old enough for, like, I've heard a lot of good stuff about The Bad Guys, that animated one. They came out with Bad Guys 2. So that might be like a family thing. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I recently, a weekend ago, just watched Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix.
Bad Guys, this is a cartoon. Okay, yeah. Happy Gilmore, I started that and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
That movie was okay, but it got a little serious. It's like, all right, now this is a movie about alcoholism. Like, you know, like I just got a little, it's supposed to be Happy Gilmore. It's supposed to be funny.
I mean,
goofy.
It will get a little more silly and ridiculous the further along you get.
Okay.
By the end. So trust me, I recommend it as a good watch.
I thought what I saw was funny, but I admit I didn't see the end. I saw after he made the tournament in the beginning of the tournament, then he falls off the wagon, and that's where that's about where I stopped. But yeah, I'll pick that one back up. Okay, what else?
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Oh, we got one little thing left to do, Christian Arcan. One little thing left to do.
Let's do it.
Now, I don't know if you remember the first couple of times I did this and I had my producer's point. I talked a lot about the Red Sox and how I was skeptic on them. I wasn't too optimistic.
Yes.
I think enough time has passed where I can give my definitive answer on what I really think about the Red Sox. And what I think is this is a team that needs to make the playoffs. I think there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about it earlier about them falling off like they normally do in the second half of the season, August or whatever. And I still stand by my point that I do think that this team is different. This is a better roster. This is a better rotation. You know, when we were talking about guys picking them up off the scrap heap, like Nathaniel Lowe or whoever it is, that's because they had to, because they didn't have the depth.
Right.
You know, if Toro or Romy Gonzalez start to struggle, you got Christian Campbell down there. He spent enough time in Worcester where you can pick up his production. You don't like what Walker Buehler or Dustin May is doing, you got Richard Fitz down there. You got Cooper Criswell. Hell, you just promoted Peyton Tolley if you really want to take the chance on that one. This is a much different organization at this point of the season than compared to last year and 2023 and 2022, where they all collapse. They've got the weapons to make it happen. So, what I ultimately am coming to the point is that if they do not make the playoffs, all hell is about to break loose in Red Sox Nation. You are going to get an uproar to the manager, to the general manager, to the owner, or chief baseball, whatever the hell Breslow's title is.
Are you calling for jobs?
I might.
If they miss the play, are you calling for jobs?
I'm calling for jobs here. That if they don't make the playoffs, I know Alex Cora is just going to finish year one of a 3-year extension, but he's going to be on the hot seat. I look at Craig Breslow, the inactivity he did at the deadline. He will be on the hot seat. I know he put all the chips in for Crochet. He also signed Alex Bregman. Granted, last minute, he still got him in there. So jobs are on the line if the Sox do not make the playoffs.
All right, there you go. That is Joe Braverman with the producer's take of the night. Make the playoffs or get out of town. I support that. Missing the playoffs, I think, would require them to go sub 500 the rest of the way for the last 6 weeks of the season, and that would be another horrible Red Sox collapse. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think you might see some heads roll. I think you probably should see some heads roll if there's another collapse this year with this team and this high-end talent. I'm with that one. Good one, Joe. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. That's Joe Braverman with the flaming hot takes. He's got what's trending, and then when we come back, it's time for some taters. It's time for some goners. It's time for some dingers. It's time for some dongs. The Dong Report is next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Off day for the Red Sox today, following the end of their road trip last night. It culminated with a 4-1 loss to the Astros. Six-game road trip, they end with a record of 2-4. They'll begin a 3-game set at Fenway tomorrow night against the Miami Marlins. Lucas Giolito and Sandy Alcantara is your game one starting pitching matchup. Second day of joint practices between the Patriots and Vikings in Minnesota is in the books. There was another scuffle that head coach Mike Vrabel had to intervene in. No word on if he received a cut or was bleeding from the cheek. According to Greg Bedard, these are the numbers from the quarterbacks. Drake May finished 10 of 13 passing with 3 touchdowns. He also took 5 sacks. J.J. McCarthy went 15 of 19 passing. He threw 4 touchdowns and only had 2 sacks taken. Speaking of McCarthy, he will not be playing in Saturday's preseason matchup between the Pats and the Vikes. The NBA has officially signed off on the record $6.1 billion sale of the Celtics to Bill Chisholm. Chisholm will have full control of the Celtics by 2028. Also, the Celtics were among the rest of the league that revealed their schedule for the 25-26 season. The Seas will open their season at home on October 22nd against the 76ers. Their first road game will be 2 days later against the New York Knicks. And in the FedEx Cup playoffs, round one of the BMW Championship from Caves Valley Golf Club in Maryland was suspended due to weather. Victor Hovland and Ricky Fowler are tied atop the leaderboard at 3 under par. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
WeWeEI.com.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dong, dongs. Dongs, 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 dongs. Yes, indeed, it is time for the Dongs, ladies and gentlemen. The Dong Report here on this Thursday. And before we get to all the Dongs tonight, it's a Thursday. So again, not going to be a full slate of games. But we'll try and get you a full slate of Dongs. Before we get to Will Fleming out of context, some notable Dongs this week. Pete Alonso hit a pair of Dongs yesterday, including one that broke Daryl Strawberry's Mets all-time home run record of 252. Alonso now has 254. Shohei Ohtani got his 1,000th career hit, including his time in the Japanese League this week. And that one. That home run, or that hit, that 1,000th hit, was a home run. Isaac Collins hit his first career walk-off home run a couple days ago, completing a sweep of the Mets. And how about Owen Casey, the rookie just called up by the Cubs, hit a two-run homer in his first game. So congratulations. Congratulations to everybody for your notable Dongs this week. And before we get to the games, here's Will Fleming out of context.
Ground balls are more democratic anyway.
Indeed. All right, let's get to it. It's time for some Dongs. We will begin with some games that have gone final already, including the Orioles hosting the Mariners.
You hate us because you ain't us.
Because you what? One Dong struck in this game, a game that the Orioles won, by the way, which is good news for the Red Sox as they continue to try and make some progress there to get back into that top wild card. The Mariners did get one Dong, though. 381-footer, number 24, off the bat of Julio Rodriguez.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Not enough, though. The Orioles win that game by a final score of 5-3. Off to the Rogers Center we go. Blue Jays and Cubs.
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
All right, Coco. For the Cubbies, Michael Bush, Dong number 24. Pretty long
head
one.
For the mountains of Bush.
409-footer there for Mr. Bush. For the Blue Jays, how about Vladdy Jr.?
Today, Jr.?
His 20th of the year, a 402-footer. Cubs fall short in this one, though. Blue Jays beat him 2-1. All right, let's head to Cleveland for the Guardians and the Marlins.
Becker. I've never seen a two-foot woodpecker.
I never have either, Andy. But even a two-foot woodpecker would be taller than Andy Hart. Let's go with no Dongs in this game, unfortunately. And that's a shame, too, because a lot of runs. The Guardians are up 9-4 in the eighth inning, which, hold on, we may have some late breakers tonight, and I sure hope we do, because I don't want to get the same number again. So Guardians and the Marlins still in progress right now. Guardians enjoying a 9-4 lead. Let's head to D.C. for the Nats and the Phillies.
Cheese in the weenie.
For the Phillies, no Dongs yet. For the Nationals, Paul DeJong. His fifth Dong of the year, a DeJong Dong. A 381-footer. The Nats. Is this game final? Did this one go final already? Or are we still in progress here? I should probably look that up myself.
3-2 Nats win over the Phillies.
Okay, it's over. Yeah, Nationals win 3-2 over the Phillies. Again, the Nationals on a bit of a streak right now. I think that's two in a row for them. All right, let's go to Citi Field, Mets and Braves.
I'd rather spit.
Thank you, Jones. For the Braves, Ozzie Albies, dong number 10, a 377-footer. For the Mets, Francisco Lindor, dong number 22, a 409-footer.
Sharon!
This game in the top of the ninth
inning. Francisco, that's fun to say.
It is 4-3. Braves lead the Mets so far. That game almost over. Mets have their last wraps coming up in just a moment. All right, let's go to Minnesota, Tigers and Twins. It's kind of like a rat hamsterdam. Yes, indeed. It's very much like a rat hamsterdam. For the Detroit Tigers, Riley Green. Dong number 28 for Mr. Green. Not a long one. 392-footer out there in Minnesota. For the Twins, Edward Julian. Okay. Thought I was going to get buzzed there. Edward Julian, dong number 3, a 410-footer. This game tied up at 3. They're in the bottom of the 7th inning out there in Minnesota. A battle in the AL Central, which brings us to our final game of the night. I know, not a heavy slate of dongs so far tonight. And that would be the Colorado Rockies hosting the D-backs out in Denver.
You know, we used to just pound each other all day long.
TMI, Wiggy. For the D-backs, Lord Goriel Jr.
And we'll never be royal.
Dong number 15 for Lord. And by the way, that one went 416 feet, which makes it the... There you go, ladies and gentlemen, for the uninitiated. That was the long dong gong. That means Lord Goriel Jr. had the longest dong of the night, a 416-footer out there in the thin air of Denver. Congratulations, Lords Goriel Jr., on your very long dong. One other dong struck in this game, also by the Diamondbacks, Jose Herrera, dong number 2. And it went 381 feet for the Rockies. No dongs so far. I'm hoping we get some late breakers here. Because for, I believe, the third time in Dong Report 2.0 history, which this is something that's happened before. I believe for the third time we've got 10 dongs. Which as we've... Oh, no?
Sorry, who has the long dong of the week? Or long dong of the night?
Lord Goriel Jr.? Goriel Jr.
Try the other name.
Try what other name?
Maybe it's not the last name.
Oh. Oh, Lourdes? Lourdes Goriel Jr. What is it?
It's Lourdes Gurriel.
Lourdes Gurriel Jr. I got the pronunciation page right here. I can look it up right now.
I guarantee you, I'm going to be right, though. It's Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
I'm looking at it right now. It says Lourdes. L-U-R-E, Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
Oh, well, someone's been telling me the wrong one, then.
Well, I'm just telling you what it says here in the official Major League Baseball pronunciation guide, although there is audio pronunciations if you click a certain link, and we can go back there and do this. Either way, I knew I was getting it wrong one way or the other, so I don't blame you for buzzing me. Anyway, Lourdes Gurriel, whatever the hell his name is, Gurriel Jr., with the long dong of the night, and you add them all up, carry the 5, and that is a 10-dong night, Joe Braverman. This is well-traveled terrain here, a Mac Jones 10.
Yeah, we should be really good at this. If you did Mac Jones, I did that one, that's me, and I'll do Drake May.
Drake May 10. I'm really hoping for some new ones tonight. We need a late breaker in the worst possible way. I can't do 7 more minutes of 10.
Well, no late breakers from the Braves and the Mets, though. Braves
win
that
one.
That went final, 4-3. Braves win.
That's too bad.
We got 3 games, though, still on the slate.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, Trevor Story 10.
I'll give you a Justin Herbert.
A Herbert 10. A Scott Hatterberg 10.
Ben Simmons with the Nets.
Ben Simmons was 10. Okay. I didn't know that, but okay. I'll believe that. A JoJo White 10. That's one we've gotten. The Eli Manning 10. A Jabbar Gaffney 10.
A Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun the Bomb Jackson 10. A Cooper Kupp 10. I remember we had a hard time.
A Tyreek Hill.
A Tyreek Hill 10. A Jerome Ginla 10. I want to get at least a couple of hockey players in there. Ron Francis 10. I remember getting humbled by that since I thought he was 16 for some reason, but he's 10 there with the Whalers.
I think a Penny Hardaway?
Penny Hardaway was 1.
It was 1, okay.
hence Penny Hardaway. although maybe he was something else.
Or maybe
later
I'm thinking,
in his career.
Am I thinking like Tim Hardaway Sr.?
Tim Hardaway.
That's what I was thinking of.
Both Tim Hardaway Jr. and Sr., I think, were 10. So good one there. But not Penny Hardaway, not that I remember ever. That's where the whole thing started. Let's see.
Trying to remember the ones that we did last week. Hunter Renfrow.
Hunter
I remember
Renfrow
that one.
10. Okay, that's a good one. Hopefully we could maybe bop this up to a Julian Edelman 11. That'd be nice. You know, a Drew Bledsoe 11.
A Carson Wentz 11.
Carson
I would like
Wentz
that.
11. That'd be great. A Dana Barros 11 would be nice.
A Peyton Pritchard.
A Peyton Pritchard 11. Great one.
We're wasting the ones if we get the late breaker.
Well, I mean, at this point, who cares? Peyton Pritchard, who, by the way, is going to be starting. I saw a report that says Pritchard, they're planning on starting him and having Anfernee Simons come off the bench. Quick detour away from the Dongs real quick. But I saw that about Peyton Pritchard today. We'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow, because we didn't have a lot of time to get into too much Celtic stuff tonight. Let's see. What other kind of 11s would I like? Maybe a P.J. Axelson 11, I think. I think that was his number.
Evan Turner.
An Evan Turner 11. Good one. You could count on Evan Turner to get you a 10, 10, and 10 triple-double on any given night.
No doubt about
but
that.
But it would only be 10. He would just get the triple-double.
You know who was a guy you hung up on this past football season? Was Tyquan Thornton.
Tyquan Thornton you, 11?
You went long, for months and months saying he would catch a touchdown for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he wasn't even active.
He was not active, but he did end up on the Chiefs. So at the very least, I got the first half of that right. How about a Klay Thompson 11? That's his number, right?
Not with Dallas, but with Golden State.
With Golden State it was. What's his number with Dallas? Like 35?
31.
Or 31? Okay.
Oh, speaking of, Kyrie Irving.
A Kyrie Irving 11. Good one. Barry Larkin 11, I think.
How about a Rafael Devers 11?
A Rafael Devers 11. Very good. But not anymore, right? Now he's
16 in San Fran.
Sounds right? Yeah, that sounds about right. How about a Isaiah Thomas, Pistons 11?
Yep, there.
Okay. All right. I mean, it doesn't sound like we're getting there anyway. Right? Could we possibly be out? I don't want to pull the ripcord.
Well,
if a late breaker,
maybe not for Dongs, but it's top nine, and the Marlins have the bases loaded down 9-4.
Oh boy, a late breaking grand slam would be something. That would be cool. But I'm not counting on it. All right, I guess send them in. Send in your tens. Didn't get that late breaker. How about this? If between now and when we come back from break to do clickbait, if there have been any late-breaking Dongs, we'll hit the sounder, and we'll continue with our count. But we'll get up to however many late-breakers maybe there were. And if not, we'll just do the 10s again. We'll do them quickly. We'll get them out of the way. We already did 10s last week. But
we got enough 10. We got a couple of 10s already.
We got plenty. And you can't predict the Dongs. The Dongs are unpredictable. That's the main thing about them, is you never know what's going to happen with the Dongs. Sometimes you shoot the moon like this. You get 3 10s in like a month's time, which, you know, is unfortunate, but sometimes that's the way the Dong crumbles. Anyway, there you go. There's your Dong report. Send them in. Send in your tens at Christian Arcan, at Joe Braverman, PBP, or you can text them in at 617-779-7937. I'll also check on the Twitch line and the YouTube chat as well. We got clickbait coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
All right, few minutes left here. Time for Clickbait. But before we do that, any late breakers, Joe? Nothing? I saw the Guardians just went final.
Yep, they win 9-4. So we got two games in progress.
Okay, hopefully they softened up the Marlins there. At Progressive Field, as the Marlins come into town tomorrow for a three-game set, which if you missed the beginning, the Red Sox don't take at least two out of three, I will wet myself. It's going to be pretty bad. It's going to be pretty tough on these airwaves. If they don't at least take two or three this weekend, Monday is going to be an ugly day.
And I hope it's not tomorrow, because that's when you're doing Red Sox pre and post, and I do not want to clean it up.
That's true. I wouldn't want to be in that position either. Who would want that? 10 is the number then that we are stuck on.
Yeah, the two games in progress right now. It's top 9 between Tigers and Twins. They're still tied at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the D-backs up 5-0 in the top of the 4th.
Got it. Okay. 917 says, in backyard baseball, the 10th character is Ahmed Khan, also known as the Axeman. He is a rock and roll enthusiast and known for his strong hitting ability.
Oh, one of my favorite characters to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always like top 3 picks when I'm making a roster.
You always get the Sanchez first, right? Pablo Sanchez.
Oh, of course. You're criminal if you don't do anyone but him.
I've heard people say that he's the best video game athlete of all time, Pablo Sanchez. Is that true? Would you say that?
I mean Bojack, or yeah.
In Tecmo Bowl?
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl, Bo Jackson.
Right up there.
You can't beat it.
Vic in like 04 Madden is ridiculous too. There's been, we've gone over this. The 10th commandment is you shall not covet your neighbor's house. I think it's your neighbor's goods is the way I was taught it. But if they live two houses down, it's fine. Same with your neighbor's wife. Can't covet that either. But if it's, you know, across the street, go for it. The Lord says it's okay. Just the neighbors you got to stay away from. The 10 outlines the role of the U.S. Armed Forces, says the 978. Also, whereas the current lowest acceptable ASVAB score to qualify for military service is 31, there was a time when it was lowered to 10 temporarily due to needing as many bodies as possible. I don't even know what that means. What's an ASVAB score? I have no idea. 917, according to the notorious BIG, number 10, a strong world called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, because they going to want their money, rain, sleet, hell no. Follow these rules and you'll have mad bread to break up, of course. Johnny in Brooklyn, if he's listening, he already knew all that. Those 10 commandments, the 10 crack commandments from Notorious B.I.G. are, I think, displayed on the school in every school in Brooklyn. I think that's true. Did you hear that, by the way, in Texas now? All the schools have to have the 10 commandments now?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Texas schools. They just made that a thing. And I don't know. I mean, what if you're not Catholic? It seems a little...
That's where you pop in as a guest speaker and say, listen, you can't do this to your neighbor, but right. If you're two houses down,
two
you're
houses
okay.
Down, across the street, no problem. Aggressive, putting up the Ten Commandments, I would say. And I'm a Catholic. I think that's aggressive. They should put up the 10 crack commandments in Texas. That'd be funny. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? What else? Number 10, Scott Sekulow's good one. Pavel Bure, 10. That's a good one.
We got some 11s, even though we didn't actually get there. Like Clay Buchholz 11, a Mark Messier 11. But unfortunately, we did not get to 11. And I don't have any more fun stuff about the number 10. So without any further ado, let's get to Clickbait, which is a trailer that I saw for an upcoming Netflix documentary, end of the show, can't talk, about Charlie Sheen.
When you got a lot of shame about a lot of stuff, shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me. And that's... Somebody call action.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
You wanted to like him because he's
lovable, brilliant, handsome,
charming, and smart.
Okay. That is a Charlie Sheen documentary, which is coming up this year. It's coming up soon. I think it's going to be out soon. On Netflix, detailing the wild year that he had, which was 2011, I think, was when he was doing all that Tiger Blood winning stuff. And he was dating that porn star, and he was just really, like, completely out of control. Like, that was a man spiraling. Quitting his job, quitting his TV show, sticking it to CBS, and then going on this crazy tour, which I remember, I mean, you know, it was, I can't believe it was that long ago. I can't believe the Charlie Sheen thing was 14 years ago. That's crazy. I hadn't even started on the radio in Boston yet. And it seemed like, you know what I mean? Like, it seemed like that went on forever. Like, usually you see a guy burn real hot like that, or, you know, a girl, somebody, some famous person just go out in a blaze of glory, and eventually it just goes away. And Sheen wouldn't go away. He just kept popping back up, you know, nose in the air with a lot of stuff caked on it and a rolled up hundo in the other hand, you know, like we're talking. But, you know, that was it. And this is not like a young man. Like, you know, we're talking about a guy, a middle-aged guy who was just gone. I mean, he was just gone. I remember when he came around, he came to the Wilbur Theater, and I didn't go to it or anything, but like all these people filled up the Wilbur Theater. Different radio show, I think, had him on that night. You know, it was like this crazy thing. He just goes on and on. He's ranting and raving. And what I think stood out the most about it to me was how everybody watching it all thought the same thing. This guy's going to die. You know, like this guy's not going to survive this. He's off the rail, you know, like, I mean, completely off the rails. And somehow he did. Somehow he made it through it, you know, like that's kind of amazing, you know, considering what this guy's life has been like. You know, you think about these people in the public eye and just all the times that, you know, an actor or some celebrity from the 80s and 90s gets famous and something bad, and then you never see him again. Charlie Sheen stayed famous, you know, like he didn't really go anywhere. Two and a Half Men was on forever. And he was the main draw of that show. He's the reason people watch that show. And that show was the number one show. And he walked away from it and said, bleep you, because he was, you know, melting down, basically. Then they did that roast. The Charlie Sheen roast was one of the best roasts of all time. I think the Charlie Sheen roast may be the best roast of all time. That was one of my favorite ones.
I'm trying to remember the names on that one. I think, like, Seth MacFarlane was the roast master.
That sounds
right. I
guess,
or he was, like, the host or whatever. And I feel like, for some reason, I can picture Mike Tyson as one of the roasters.
Was he there for that one? It was, let's see, I'm looking at it right now. It was Jeff Ross, obviously. Amy Schumer, Patrice O'Neill, legend, rest in peace. Boston guy, by the way. Anthony Jeselnik, William Shatner, John Lovitz, Steve-O, and Kate Walsh. Tremendous. That was a tremendous roast. That was when Jeff Ross was dressed up like a dictator or something. I forget exactly why he did that. Is that from like Hot Shots? Hot Shots is a great, great Charlie Sheen movie, by the way. And Hot Shots Part 2, of course. I'll watch this, you know. Like, I'll definitely watch it. Oh, yeah, I guess Tyson was there, too. Oh yeah, that's right. I remember some of the Tyson jokes now. Amy Schumer. She's like, is his interpreter here? That was funny. Schumer was good on that. I know she's taken a lot of crap since then, but she was very funny in that roast. I'll watch this documentary, but I feel like, you know, what else is there to know? Like, he was very open about everything. It's not like there was a lot that was hidden.
Yeah, what'd you say it was, 14 years? 14 years too late.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough time has passed to sort of look back on it now in that way. But also, like, Charlie Sheen is still, you know, I don't know what he's doing these days. Has he done anything since, like, that whole flameout? Like, I feel like you haven't really seen much of him. He's about to turn 60. He turned 60 in September, which, geez. You know, and he's had some hard living, you know, over the course of his time. But, yeah, I don't know if he's doing anything else. I don't think he's, I'm looking at his IMDb page. He was in some show called Bookie, where he played himself. And a show called Typical Rick in 2017. And that's about it. It's almost like people don't want to work with him anymore. Can't imagine why.
Really?
Can't imagine why someone wouldn't want to hire Charlie Sheen, that bastion of integrity and you know, a guy you can really rely on to show up on time for the shoot.
The only thing that I can think of that he would have been in was like a new sort of like 2.5 minute sitcom. Like it was called like Anger Management or something like that. But I still feel like that was like soon after the crash out that you couldn't necessarily quantify it.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Charlie Sheen in 2015 revealed that he was HIV positive. I didn't know that. Huh. How about that?
I will say they do get some big names, like his partner, 2.5 Men. I forget the actor's name. John Cryer.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They get him. Sean Penn, I think, was also interviewed in this.
Okay. So. The last thing you have in like other ventures, August 13th, 2011, Sheen hosted the 12th annual Gathering of the Juggalos. Which, if you don't know, the Juggalos are fans of the group The Insane Clown Posse. And that sounds like a pretty good time. Charlie Sheen, some Juggalos, some Faygo, that's the soda they drink. Yeah, count me in. All right, that's all the time we have here tonight. This has been the Christian Arcan Show. Joe Braverman, great stuff. Shout out to Sean McAdam. I'm back tomorrow night, but just for pregame. And we have another full show next week, but it's on Wednesday, not Thursday. So should be a healthier Dong Report. Hopefully we get more than 10. Everybody have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Good night now.
That's it. Ah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.